members, we, and of course DTI and guests, we do have a slight problem this morning. The bus is delayed, and it would appear as if someone then is still on their way, as it were. Fair enough, they have communicated with the Portfolio Committee Secretary, indicating they will be here shortly before 9:30. All right, that's the one. The second thing, I'm not sure about other issues, but before we go into anything about the adoption of the agenda, I would like to share with you some of the problems that arose, I think 3 weeks ago, was it, Mr. Hermans? 2 weeks ago. You will recall in the House, DTI was told to stand up and give two reports, and one of them was an oversight report. But the oversight report, which was listed on the order paper, was not the complete oversight report. As we all know, especially those who were here in January of this year, we went on a major oversight. We went for a week. And what did this indicate on the order paper? That for 6 days we did one thing that took 3 hours. I mean, how ridiculous can you get, you see? And it was printed. And I said, but that's just impossible. It doesn't even have an intro, and one always does an intro, as you know, on every report. So we were able to take action an hour before that was due to come out, and what we did was to get it taken off the order paper. It is now due to come back sometime this week or next week, but we now have an explanation as to what actually happened. It would appear, and this is the table, that it seems to have been, and I'm simply reading the response, a mistake on the printer's side. And having said that, they then talk about, and in fact, there's correspondence that bit. You know, I'm not going through all of it. But in fact, it was reprinted correctly. And on what date, please, Mr. Hermans?
On the 15th of March. There was already, subsequent to the query that we had with the incorrect version, which was originally printed on the 13th of March, they reprinted one on the 15th of March already. So there is a corrected report to the table. I wouldn't know why it was not at the table, but there was a corrected document printed on the 15th of March, which you have attached there to the doc, yeah.
Table acknowledges the error, and it did result in quite a serious thing. I'm now looking at this, where it talks about trade and industry, or supposed to talk about trade and industry. I see everything here, communications, finance, sanitation, etc. And I'm trying, and trade and industry, page 17. And if I look at this, it makes it very clear, the report of the Portfolio Committee on Trade and Industry on their oversight visit. You see, the port having this XYZ. So we don't know what went wrong because we're not on the table, but they saying it was a printer's error, it was redone, it hasn't been adopted, it'll therefore have to come to the House for adoption. All right, so that we dealt with that. Is this my copy or is it yours? Right, I'll need a full copy for the record. Having said that and explained what happened in that regard, we now proceed with the agenda here, and that is we've got one item really on the agenda plus minutes. And we may possibly go through the minutes and then tomorrow, knowing that we've been through, just quickly adopt them. All right? So let's go through for the adoption of the agenda. We have four people in this room. We may open the committee. So can we have someone to propose the adoption of the agenda? Thank you, Honourable Tiako, seconded by the Honourable Biani. I see next to you. Thank you. Now let's go for the apologies. We have an apology, a late apology from the Honourable Mantash, who's on a bus. We then have the Honourable Albert, whose the burial of his father-in-law will take place tomorrow. We have the Honourable MacPherson, who is arriving at 9:30. The Honourable Kachalia, party business. The Honourable who prepared this page? Well, then I must say, Mr. Medima, I have to say this publicly. You've misspelled the name again. And it's correct here. Look, N-L. N-T-L-A-N. And here it's H-T-L. We cannot do that. We may not do that. Please. All right. I also did not quite how to pronounce that name with an H. But it is Honourable Tlanguini. Party business, Honourable Esterhazen, party business. You know, with everyone going on party business in the midst of a bill, I really think that that is a problem. And when we have a full team, in other words, when we correct Mr. Hermans with six, I want to actually take a position because I think that we should write to the respective chief whips. When there's a bill on the table, becomes important for parties to have a representative here. So we don't have sufficient members to take that position formally at the moment. Then we have the Department of Trade and Industry. Holding the fort is Mr. Sipa Mandla Kumkani, Acting Chief Director, Policy and Legislation. We did get an apology, or certainly I did, from the Acting DDG, Nyetsi Tenzi, who's on business there with the DTI. We have Ms. Tupang Gubeni, Senior Legal Advisor. We have the National Consumer Tribunal, Professor Joseph Maseko, Executive Chairperson, Mr. Pranesan Moodley, Senior Case Consultant, and Mrs. Moralis Bosch, Chief Quality Officer. The National Credit Regulator, the CEO, Ms. Nomsa Motsigare, and the Deputy CEO, Mr. Obert Tungwani. And of course, we have with us Parliament's Senior Advocate for the Crafting, in charge of the Crafting Division, or probably not called that, but that's what they do. Okay. So thank you very much. Yes, I got this in writing, and I think you received it, didn't you, Mr. Hermans? We received the medical certificate. The Honourable Williams has been booked off till Friday. He's extremely ill and won't be putting a foot out of bed until then. So I did get that late yesterday. So let's just note that apology. On that particular note, then, we can proceed to the going through on the formal consideration. So if you will just guide us in that regard on the process, knowing that we will only take the decision at 10 o'clock, which is when our, you know, sort of a, I'm not sure if it's a, you call the person a casual whip or whatever whip, but the Honourable Khadebe will join us at that particular time, and by which time the Honourable MacPherson would have joined us. So we can either go that route, or if members prefer it, we could start off and do a few of the minutes. Yes, let's see, Honourable Tiako.
Thanks, Chair. I'll propose that we start with the minutes, then we'll come to the consideration of the bill.
Adopt them now, but we will go through them, ready for adoption. Are we clear on that? Can we start with the minutes then?
Yes.
we are looking at, it looks like going backwards to the October. I know we had something. Is it the 31st of October? The 12th of October. Right. 12th of October. We got your apology and noted it, Honorable Mantash. Thanks. And that is the presentation by the South African Farmers Development Association, SAFDA. We then had people noted here till we got to the end, page one. Page two, and then we move on to page three. Is there anything that members would like to raise in that regard? Are there any errors, names? Is the register correct? Seems to be okay. So it's a matter of adopting them as soon as we have the quorum. Mr. Hermans, would you come here just a minute, please? The 31st of October, page 1. And right, the 31st, page 1, we've said. You have the acting chair there on the 31st. Just looking along here. Page 2. Page 3, page 4. 3. It's mainly minutes. Do you see that there? Yes, page 4. Oh, sorry, Honorable Buyani.
Thank you, Chair. I think page 3, number 6. The engagement of the NLC fund. I don't know what is happening in terms of the misprint or something.
Yes, I will. Thank you
very much, Honorable Buyani. Thank you. Right. Find out, you know, especially as I was not at this meeting, I'm sure. Sure, I wasn't, no. On number 5, and this is what I've said before, disparities between that and that in relation, you give that expiry date of data. It's clear, you know what the relationship is. But then the opt-out register, what does that mean? There's no explanation. What is it? I don't know. Who was the secretary? No, not the details of that to be available in the request. These are important details. Honorable Tiako?
I propose that we will adopt the minutes at the later stage. We will check what was it on the opt-out, because I remember we deliberated long on this item. So we'll get information, then when we adopt with a full sentence.
Is that, as well as when you say details available on request, let's at least have the committee having that. We shouldn't have to request that. You follow? It's people outside of the meeting. The effectiveness. So this one we just put aside. We're not going to be able to process them today. Are we agreed on that? Yeah. Right. Then we go to the 7th, the 1st. Right. The 1st of November. The 1st of November, we had, I was under the impression Mr. Rory Follow was an advocate, and he's still on the role of advocates, as far as I'm concerned. Therefore, he's not a mister. He's Advocate Rory Fuller. All right? Mr. Jussett, and I'm not familiar with Mr. Jussett, so I don't know if he's a lawyer or not. Then the Chief Financial Officer, etc. Right. 1, 2. We then have the adoption of the agenda, the briefing by the CIPC. You see, you've got Advocate Rory Voller here. And then presented on the following highlights, and you note that its financial performance for its under and over the committee deliberated and raised the following issues, and you raise those issues there. An update on the problem of that. Have we received that update? You know, sometimes they put it in writing to us. You've received it. Please distribute it. Have we received the reasons for the use of consultants? All right, please check on that. The minutes may well be correct, but when it's here, it means follow up and let committee have it, the members have it when you get the information. Right, and an update on the functioning. So there are a number of issues under the issues that were raised by members. We need to follow up. Did we receive a response back in writing? All right? And then we have that situation. Okay. Right, that's the first. The seventh. On the seventh there, this was the page one. You see, the Democratic Alliance was present. They did send someone, so it's important that we know what's going on there. All right. Page two. Page. Let's just look here. Page three. I'm not sure why, members, but the pages are usually numbered, but I see now there are no numbers on the pages. I'm just saying, no, there aren't any. Page 2, page 3, page 4, page 5. Looking at the resolution, that was when we took the decision to nominate candidates, remember, for the technical panel, etc., and it was postponed, though, until Wednesday, the 8th. All outstanding and flagged matters as well, fine. Right, but we're happy, we're reasonably happy. How many people we have? Right. Then we have the 8th of November. And on the 8th of November, page 1, this is also unnumbered, the pages. Page 2. Page 3. Page 4. I'm just looking at the number of members here, etc., right? We spoke about resolutions again there, flagging of issues, and those, I'm just looking today, on Friday, when we considered that, and members were asked to take